once you go out, even start to get an hour or so out of the capitals, which I have experienced, you're going into areas then that have been totally forgot about. You have electric going out, okay, there's power lines going out, but they have no sanitary facilities at all. The toilet is a dry wooden hut just at the bottom of the garden, and then just once that's served its purpose, then it's sealed up and then just moved to a different area. They have well that they draw the water up out of buckets. And as regards foodstuff, you have just big open fields, and it's mostly the ladies that's out doing the work of the crops and stuff. You see them out in their long dresses, etc., and sickles and that. Even elderly ladies, age doesn't give a concern out there. It seems to be mostly the women out there doing the work.
So their health, what would it be like?
Some of their age brackets, any of the people that has been born since the disaster or have bore children during the time that the explosion happened, that's now 31 years ago now, next month. Some of the children have been born with chromosomes just that aren't correct. And sometimes it's whenever the charity would put the children through their medical, the different elements, maybe then their thyroid glands, etc., can be detected. And cancers have been shown then.